a resolution ordinance to enact the necessary ordinances related to file number 13-397 to reform and define the roles and responsibilities of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors as the policy-making body and the administrative duties of the county executive as determined locally.
Yeah, very good.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Dimitriev.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wanted to talk a little bit about where we are here in this road of reform. As you know, the county board listened to the people of Milwaukee County after hosting many listening sessions throughout Milwaukee County, where hundreds of people came out and had the same message that they supported local reforms. The resolution that the county board adopted in response to local residents speaking out in their preference for local reforms rather than state-mandated changes was adopted by the board, obviously vetoed by the county executive, and then with a large majority overridden by this county board. So we are still moving forward with our local reforms, and in that resolution, at the end of it, you may recall, it required conforming ordinances to our local reform package. Because the state has decided to step in and preempt basically our local reforms and mandate changes that came from the state of Wisconsin rather than this local government, I do want to move layover at this time, Mr. Chairman, so that we can continue to move forward. But I do want to let the public know that we are going to move forward with our local reforms. We are making good on our promise to go forward, and that, again, we listen to the people of Milwaukee County, and I feel very strongly about that, and that's why we're going to continue. I'm moving layover, though, because, again, just a couple days ago, the state of Wisconsin decided that they knew best and they knew better than the people that we listen to, and so now we're going to take those ordinances that are in our local reform package, and we will look at the state bill as well and decide how we can move forward best for the citizens of Milwaukee County. So I move layover at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Motion is for layover. Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At some point, are we going to get some legal clarification to what AB 85 and Senate Bill 95 mean in terms of how we interact and operate with the county exec's staff? Because the one thing that I'm still, you know, concerned about is not violating anything in it. Specifically, there's a section where it says, except for making inquiry, referring a specific constituent concern, or using legal services of corporation counsel, supervisors may deal with county departments solely through the county executive. So right now I'm dealing with a disgruntled alderman and mayor in Oak Creek on an issue, and really all I can do is kind of just pass that. The way I'm reading this, all I can do is pass it on to that department. And so I don't want to overstep my bounds. But, you know, in 9 years of municipal government, if there's a constituent matter, I talk to the department and we figure it out and get it done. The way I read this is we can no longer do it. So does that mean all 18 of us need to start shoving everything upstairs? That's what I want clarification on. And so, I mean, right now, I'm going to see Mayor Scafidi tonight and I'm going to tell him, just call the exec. And I talked to Alderman Tolman tonight. I'm going to talk to the exec because I don't want to violate something. I mean, it hasn't been signed into law yet, but I'm pretty sure the governor's going to do that. I don't want to do anything to violate the spirit of the language. Or is there going to be a point where we get some clarification to what we can and cannot do? Some of it's pretty clear, but that is not. And okay. Being on the legislative branch here, I know what I've done in the past, and it seems this is totally opposite. Like, we can tell them, hey, there's a pothole here, but that's it.
Supervisor Taylor raises an issue. Supervisor Dimitriev, if you said.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to respond to that. We are moving forward with obtaining our own legal counsel of how to move forward with this bill. I would also agree, or at least suggest of my own opinion, that there is a lot of gray area, there's a lot of ambiguity, and there's a lot of challenges in AB 85 and SB 95 to practical implementation and application, I should say. So those are some things that we need to work out as we move forward, and that's why I wanted to move layover, but we're definitely moving in that direction. I think there's going to be a number of things in the state legislation that are going to be very difficult to implement, and so we're going to need some guidance as we move forward, as we see this government changing significantly. So that should be coming very soon.
And the reason I, Mr. Chair, bring this up is that, you know, I was elected to represent 54,000 people, and when my constituents call my office, my job is to try to solve their problem, whatever it is. And the last thing I want to do is hear whining from upstairs that I'm micromanaging, because I've never been, you know, I've never done that before, never been accused of that, but now under this very divisive atmosphere, I could see that happening every time one of us steps out of bounds a little bit. So, you know, whether or not the executive wants to say, hey, listen, I know what the language says, but if it's a matter in your district, you know, just don't change, you know, if you set a policy and I'm administering it, don't try to tell my department head to do something different. But, I mean, if we can, we have to figure out exactly how we need to be able to interact, because I don't want to hear any, like I said, whining from upstairs that we've crossed a line. Because my job is to take care of the people that I represent. Now, I understand the executive represents those people also, but the phone calls usually come to my office and probably not upstairs. So, unless they want that workload to increase 18 times, they better get on the same page.
Yeah, Roger. I'm suffering that same circumstance. As chair of Parks, I have regular need to be in touch with Jim Keegan, the acting Parks Director, to resolve difficulties that my constituents may raise. And given the imposition of this new state law, I guess I would seek Corp Counsel's advice perhaps now, because this is due to be signed any day, on how I should proceed safely, understanding that I am attempting at every turn to avoid violating the new state law. It's going to be, to say the very least, cumbersome until we better understand the bounds of this thing. Would Corp Counsel have an opinion to offer at this point as to how we proceed on complaints? Parks is an example. I get a complaint. I call Mr. Keegan. Am I permitted to call Mr. Keegan? Might he misinterpret my inquiry as a directive? It's all very nebulous as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Dimitri.
Can I just respectfully request that we don't do that? Because, again, I know we're all inclined to have those questions, but first of all, that's not what's before us. First of all, it's the ordinances of the local reform package, and obviously there's probably some conflicts with what the state's doing. I think we just need to wait a second to see if the governor's going to sign it, and most likely it won't be Corp Counsel giving us guidance on how this is implemented. It'll most likely be our own lawyer, because previously our Corporation Counsel has stated that they're not going to be participating in giving us counsel on AB 85 and 95 or on the implementation of those bills. So, you know, personally, I would like to retain our old legal counsel and get that direction.
The point is well taken, Mr. Grady. I withdraw my request for you to respond to that question, but would say publicly that to err on the side of safety, in other words, on not offending by violating the state law, I'm going to be in a position where I'm going to be very, very cautious about contacting any department head on any question until this clarification comes down from whatever source.
All right. The motion on the table is layover.
One question we could ask, because we have to wait to get this type of legal, you know, I understand that. And I, frankly, I'm going to actually put this paragraph maybe in every one of my emails to my constituents saying, you know, here's the number upstairs. But maybe we can get some sort of opinion at some point from the exec's office. I mean, we have staff sitting right there. I'd be curious to how he interprets it, because, like I said, I think we don't want to violate the spirit of the law. And like I said, but I don't want to hear any, like I said, whining. So maybe we could have executive staff give us what their thoughts are on this portion, because I think it is an issue. Denny's to say?
Coulter.
Chairman, Supervisor, would you mind reading that small section again?
Sure. It says, except for making an inquiry, referring a specific constituent concern, or using legal services of the Corporation Council, the supervisors may deal with county departments solely through the county executive, and no supervisor may give instructions or orders to any subordinate of the county executive, although the board may require any county employee or officer to attend a board meeting to provide information and answer questions. I'm specifically talking about the constituent matters that we get daily. What are we to do? And what?
It seems pretty clear to me. I think you can refer them to the departments, as it says in there.
And after that, we should not interact with them?
You can. They're your constituents, so as far as I'm concerned, you can interact with them as much as...
No, I'm talking about the departments.
Well, just like it says in there, you can ask them as many questions or get clarity on anything. You're just not supposed to direct them, as far as I understand.
Well, that doesn't give me an answer.
Well,
you're reading what it says there, and that's what it's not clear. I mean, that's the way I work, the way I do things now is, and I always have, is I get a call, I work with that department until it's taken care of.
Yeah. All right. The motion is layover. I think
that wasn't an answer.
This is an example of the types of things that we're going to have to deal with, and part of why we're not ready today. This was just passed 2 days, 3 days ago, and hasn't even been signed yet. So, but it's clear that we're going to have to reconcile that along with the reform package that we had passed. So, motion is layover. On layover, are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, take a vote on layover.
Supervisors Alexander.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to layover is approved.
With that, we're adjourned. Thank you. Change anything. I was never micromanaging in the first place.
I'm not going to have a problem either.
No, the real problem is that they've stopped being responsive. That's a real problem. They're being restricted.